Chapter 3. I don't want to watch as the familiar scene from Mom's murder passes before me. The yellow crime scene tape, wrapped around the perimeter of the rundown apartment building, bleaching white as camera flashes hit it, the shattered streetlight outside the crumbling brick facade, the bloodstains on the second-story window. It's the same scene from Mom's ETV memorial special that I swore I'd never watch again. Except this time, the voiceover is different.
Last night, Vivian Devine was found dead in an apartment in North Hollywood.
An ice-cold wind sweeps over me, making the hairs on my neck stand up. What did he say? I ask Mary, chills running over my skin. She doesn't answer. Her eyes are glued to the screen. I turn back to the TV, shivers slithering down my spine as a collage of pictures of me fills the screen, all wearing that same cereal box grin.
Just 6 months after the death of her mother, Pearl Devine, the world mourns this tragic loss.
On TV comes the sorrow shot, the picture I couldn't get away from for the past half year. It goes straight to the heartstrings of America. Me at my mother's funeral, wearing a black Chanel dress, glaring at my dad. At that time, nobody knew that 12 hours earlier he had a gun to his head, or that I had found him, drunk off whiskey and delirious with grief, before the gun went off. My Oscar picture flashes briefly onto the screen and then fades away as the voiceover continues.
November 1st will live on in history as the day the young starlet and recent Oscar nominee Vivian Devine was killed.
The camera zooms in on a grainy picture. It looks like a cell phone shot, blurry but unmistakable. I'm lying face down in my own blood, a knife sticking straight through the V on my purple hoodie. I sink down onto the bed, wrapping my arms around my knees. It's exactly how Mom was killed. The same apartment building, the blood on the window, the knife through her back. I'm too stunned to breathe, and I feel like I'm falling.